The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm doing well today, Gil. I heard you were doing a look-ahead show, and I know we've got the holidays to get through before tax season rolls around. But I bring good tidings about taxes and preparing for 2011 tax returns, which is really just around the corner.
Since we're talking about taxes, everybody should know, don't rely on this as tax or legal advice to any particular transaction or circumstance. You consult a tax professional for that, but we can give you some ideas and things you can ask questions about, and let's get started with that. Tell me first about the mortgage interest deduction.
Okay, so one of the greatest deductions itemizing homeowners can take advantage of is the mortgage interest deduction, which you claim on Schedule A. Like you said, this is not, you know, detailed tax advice. Consult a tax preparer for that. But we do know that you claim it on Schedule A. To get it, your mortgage must be secured by a home, but that home does not have to be cemented to the ground. It can be a house trailer. It can be a boat. As long as you sleep in it, cook in it, and it has a John. Interest you pay on a mortgage of up to $1 million or $500,000 if you're married, filing separately, is deductible when you use the loan to buy, build, or improve your home. If you use loans secured by your home for other things, like sending your kids to college, for example, you can still deduct the interest on loans up to $100,000 or $50,000 for married, filing separately, because your home secures the loan.
Okay, PMI, tell us about that.
Okay, so that's also known as private mortgage insurance or mortgage insurance premiums. And unless the government acts to stop it, the mortgage insurance premium deduction will expire at the end of this year. So this may be the last year you get to take that deduction. But for now, you can deduct the cost of private mortgage insurance as mortgage interest on, again, Schedule A, if you itemize.
Okay, remind people, because not everybody has it, just what PMI is.
Okay, so if you have a mortgage but you didn't put down a fairly good-sized down payment, usually 20%, the lender requires the mortgage to be insured. The premium on that insurance can be deducted so long as your income is less than $100,000 or $50,000 for married, filing separately. If you visit houselogic.com/radio, we have links to more detailed information about deduction technicalities, because there are some.
Okay, a lot of people getting mortgages right now are also paying points. Not everybody, but a lot of people. Now, are the points deductible?
Yes, you can deduct those points, or prepaid interest, as some people call it, over the life of your loan. Just keep in mind that the amount of prepayment is usually pretty small, so this tends to be a pretty small deduction.
Well, every little bit helps, right?
Yep. You know, as an old teacher of mine used to say, it's better than a poke of the eye with a blunt stick. But points on a refinance loan, and this is a good point to make, points on a refinance loan are not deductible.
Yeah, and the sharp stick in the eye thing would be a medical deduction, which we won't get into on this show.
We don't want to go there.
Last year, there were some pretty sizable federal energy tax credits. They're not quite as generous for this year.
You are correct, sir. 2009 and 2010 offered credits up to $1,500. For 2011, the maximums are around $500. But as you said before, every little bit helps. So if you upgraded certain home systems this year, the credit is an opportunity for a dollar-for-dollar reduction in your tax liability. So if you get the $500 credit, you pay $500 less in taxes. That's how credits work.
All right. So which systems are eligible?
Okay. I have a short list. Biomass stoves, heating, ventilation, or air conditioning, insulation, roofs, whether they're metal or asphalt, water heaters, including those that are non-solar, windows, doors, and skylights, and also storm windows and doors.
So you can get a $500 credit on all of those?
Well, no, Gil. Silly. We're talking about the U.S. tax code. It couldn't be that simple. There are variations, of course. So, for instance, new windows are capped at $200. And that's not per window. That's overall. So, again, it is a little bit, but it can help. And you can get all the details and all the variations at houselogic.com/radio.
Okay. Is it at least simple to claim these energy tax credits?
It's a little simpler. The system must have been installed, not just contracted for, in 2011 to qualify. And you want to make sure you save the system receipts and manufacturer certifications. You'll need them if the IRS asks for proof. And the way you do this is file IRS Form 5695. That's Form 5695 with the rest of your tax forms in 2012.
Now, you also mentioned earlier vacation home tax deductions.
Yes, I did. So these rules are complicated, very complicated. So you want to keep good records about how and when you use your vacation home. So I'm just going to touch on a little bit. So if you're the only one using your vacation home, but you don't rent it out for more than 14 days a year, you can deduct mortgage interest and real estate taxes on Schedule A. So now follow the bouncing ball. If you rent your vacation home out for more than 14 days and use it yourself fewer than 15 days, or 10% of total rental days, whichever is greater, and it's treated like a rental property, those expenses get deducted using Schedule E. One more time, we're going to bounce the ball. Rent your home for part of the year and use it yourself for more than 14 days, and you get to keep track of income, expenses, and divide them proportionally to how often you used and how often you rented the house. You divide them proportionally between the two.
All right. As always, good information, Pamela.
Thank you, Gil. Take care.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.